Good morning. It's Wednesday, May 27th, and this is your AI Morning Briefing. If there's one word that defined the last 24 hours in AI, it's agents. Not models, not chatbots. Agents. Systems that act, decide, and execute on your behalf across finance, search, music, and media. Let's get into it. First up, Google doubled down on its agentic bet. Coming off I/O 2026, Google officially launched Gemini 3.5 Flash, the first model in what it calls an agent-first series. This isn't just a faster chatbot. Google says 3.5 Flash is built for long horizon tasks, the kind of work that used to take a developer days or an auditor weeks. It's already available in Google AI Studio, Android Studio, and through the Gemini API. And behind it, Google announced Gemini Omni, a new model that starts with video generation, but is designed over time to generate any output from any input. Physics understanding, multimodal editing, Synth-D watermarking baked in. Google is not playing around. Next, Robinhood now lets AI agents trade stocks on your behalf. That's not a test, that's live. Robinhood quietly rolled out the capability this week, letting users authorize AI to execute trades directly. It's a short item on the surface, but the implications are significant. We just crossed a line where retail investors can hand execution authority to a model. The regulatory picture here is still blurry, but the product move is real, and the precedent it sets is bigger than the headline suggests. 11 Labs keeps moving fast. The company announced Music V2 this week, and it's a meaningful jump. A single generated track can now move from opera to heavy metal and back, handle dense rap lyrics, and embed sound effects mid-song without losing coherence. Section-by-section song building is now supported, so you can construct a full track with intro, verse, and chorus that stays structurally consistent. Alongside the launch, 11 Labs cut music generation prices by up to 50% for API users and 40% for self-serve creators. And the timing matters. 11 Labs just crossed $500 million in OR's annual recurring revenue, with BlackRock and NVIDIA joining as investors. The voice AI company is now worth $11 billion and accelerating into music. YouTube made a move on AI transparency that will affect every creator on the platform. Starting now, AI disclosure labels are moving to a more visible position, directly below the video player on long-form content, and as an overlay on shorts. More importantly, YouTube is rolling out automatic AI detection. If a creator doesn't disclose AI use but the system detects significant photorealistic AI generation, YouTube will apply the label itself. Creators can dispute, but some labels will be permanent, including content made with YouTube's own tools like Veo and DreamScreen. This is the platform taking responsibility for labeling, not just offloading it to creators. On the search front, Google's AI overhaul is generating real backlash. DuckDuckGo says its iPhone installs are up 30% week over week in the U.S. since Google I/O. Visits to DuckDuckGo's no AI search mode jumped nearly 28% in the same window. Users are voting with their downloads. When people feel like AI is being forced on them rather than offered to them, they leave. That's a lesson for every product team building AI-first experiences right now. Finally, a geopolitical signal worth watching. China is increasingly keeping its best AI talent inside the country. New reporting points to a pattern of restricting visa access, expanding domestic incentives, and tightening export controls in ways that make it harder for top researchers to leave. The AI talent war has been primarily about recruiting. We're now entering the phase where it's also about retention and restriction. That changes the competitive picture for labs in the U.S. and Europe over the next few years. So what does today's news tell us about where AI is going? Everything is moving toward action. Models are becoming agents. Agents are getting execution rights, music, stocks, search, media transparency. In every vertical, the story is the same. AI isn't just generating answers anymore. It's taking steps. The interesting question isn't whether this trend continues. It's whether the infrastructure around it, regulation, transparency, user trust, can keep pace with the speed of deployment. Top 3. New business ideas. 1. An AI trade audit layer for platforms like Robinhood. As AI agents get execution rights in brokerage accounts, individuals and eventually regulators will want explainability. Build a lightweight audit service that logs, summarizes, and explains every AI-executed trade in plain language. Compliance teams, wealth advisors, and eventually the SEC will need this. Get there first. 2. A brand music as a service product built on 11labs Music V2. Sonic branding is expensive and slow. With Music V2 priced down and capable of reliable commercial output, there's a clear play for a productized layer that handles brand voice definition, music brief generation, and batch creation for ads, content, and campaigns. Target mid-market marketing teams who can't afford an agency but need licensed, consistent music assets. 3. A creator AI disclosure management tool. YouTube's automatic labeling rollout is just the start. Every major platform is moving toward AI disclosure requirements. Build a single dashboard that helps creators track what tools they've used, auto-generates compliant disclosures per platform, and alerts them when new policy rules apply to their content. The compliance surface for creators is only going to grow. Top 3. New product and app ideas. 1. An AI search mode switcher. With DuckDuckGo surging on the no AI wave, there's clear demand for user-controlled AI search modes. Build a browser extension or standalone app that lets users toggle between AI-augmented and pure result search across engines with a single click. 2. A section-by-section song builder app powered by Music V2. 11labs now supports building a full song piece by piece. Build the UX that makes that intuitive for non-technical creators. A visual timeline where you generate each section, hear them in sequence, and refine until the track is done. Indie filmmakers, YouTubers, and game developers are your first market. 3. A retail agent trading journal. As AI agents execute trades on retail platforms, users will quickly lose track of what's happening and why. Build an app that explains each decision in plain English, surfaces performance attribution, and lets users annotate or override AI choices. Give people back the feeling of being in control without requiring them to do the work manually. That's your AI morning briefing for Wednesday, May 27th. Stay curious, stay sharp, and we'll see you tomorrow.